That's a few snatches of a tune called John Easy. No, John Hardy, which Buddy Spurlock did on the five-string banjo. We're the Bluegrass Alliance. And the flickering lights that you just noticed, that's our very own psychedelic light show that we brought along to amaze you during the evening. Is this mic? Yeah, that's working. Okay, everything's under control. We'd like to get underway with a tune called There's Better Times A-Comin'. We hope so. One or two members of the band at a time here. I guess I could introduce them all, but, well, it's more than you can take to get all four or five of us in at one time, so I'll introduce a couple of them. First of all, the young man that did, I think, a beautiful job of singing on that last tune, we acquired from the forward defensive unit of the Green Bay Packers, 415 pounds of quivering flesh, Danny Jones. He's really a little fella, but he sings good anyway. On the five-string banjo, I'd like to introduce to you a young man who comes from the hills of southeastern Kentucky. And as I mentioned before, when you're born in southeast Kentucky in the mountains, you don't have to learn to play the five-string. It comes to you in a flash when you're 3 years old. And that's the way he learned. Buddy Spurlock on the five-string. I'll get to the rest of these unlikely-looking guys here a little bit later on, including myself. But right now I'd like to do a tune that's been recorded by several bluegrass people and some others that aren't bluegrass. But the one that I think of is Jimmy Martin and some others, too. It's called I'm a Freeborn Man. Well, I was born in the Southland 20-some-odd years ago. Ran away for the first time. When I was 4 years old, I'm a freeborn man. My heart is on my back. I know every inch of parliament, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. tub, carrying an old coal sack. I quit about 200 years, but I always got it back, and I'm a freeborn man. My home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, never put a back road, never mind a railroad track. Always love the girl next door, but any place is home, and I'm a freeborn man. And my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, never put a back road, never mind a railroad track. Get our banjo player limbered up once again and do a tune that Don Reno rewrote from an old children's tune that y'all knew and loved, or maybe you didn't love it so much when you were growing up and in grade school. When you were about 9 years old and throwing paper wads in the back of the room, the teacher was playing this tune on the piano. It's a good old tune called My Grandfather's Clock. Thank you. couple of the other members of our band now include our fiddle player, who's the daddy of us all. We don't look much like brothers, but he is. He's really not, but he's the oldest member of the group, so we call him Pop, and we look for advice from him. He's one of the finest old-time fiddle players around, we think, and we're just happy to introduce him tonight. A great big hand, if you will, for our fiddle player, Lonnie Pierce. Over on the bass, well, our bass player is a little bit different. We don't think of him as one of the best old-time bass players around, but he's a good boy anyway. And I'd like for you to know now, Ebo Walker. My name's Big Dan, and that makes up the group called the Bluegrass Alliance. And here's Danny Jones now with a Lester Flatt tune called The Roustabout.
The fog is rolling down the river, dark clouds hang mighty low. But it's a long, long way from our St. Louis. It's like up by Mexico.
We'll make my home on the Mississippi. I'm a roustabout on Steamboat Line. We hit the decks on a Monday morning. Both them the ducks on a Saturday night.
She made off with a riverboat gambler in a new silk suit and a little mustache.
Well, I'll make my home on the Mississippi. I'm a roustabout on a steamboat line. We hit the decks on a Monday morning. Don't make the ducks on a Saturday night.
Here, Mr. Leonard Pierce is all ready to play a fiddle tune that was written by the father of bluegrass music, whom we admire a lot, and we admire his music too. I'll do that.
Does that thing really get water?
This is one that Bill Monroe wrote called The Monroe's Hornpipe.
Thank you.
This is an old American traditional song that several groups have done bluegrass style, notably one that we admire a lot called the Country Gentleman, that you'll hear from tomorrow's program. It's called the East Virginia Blue. Feature our famous fiddle player. Lonnie is just back from winning first place in the Letcher County Junior 4-H Club Fiddling Contest back home in Kentucky. He looked kind of funny with short pants on. You had to be 12 and under, but we snuck him in, and he won it hands down. I think you'll understand why. When you fiddle in a Junior 4-H Club Fiddling Contest, it's not enough just to go down and play your fiddle. You've got to do some other things, too. We found out to our amazement after we got them there that, well, first of all, you got to crochet a doily, and then you have to bake a cherry pie, and thirdly, you have to enter a calf in the calf judging contest. And we rooted around in his suitcase and found some underwear of his that had quite a few holes in them, entered that in the doily contest, and that was kind of disgusting. If he'd laundered them before we entered them, it would have been better. The cherry pie was kind of a disaster, too. Nobody seemed to want to eat any after the contest, but then when it came to the calf judging contest, we were just completely unprepared for that. So we looked around, and lo and behold, we found Ebo with his leather jacket on. And I tell you what, notice the fringe on that leather jacket, friends. I mentioned to an audience before that when Ebo bought that jacket, it didn't have any fringe. It's grown there since he's owned.
Back
inside. Oh, hush up, Ebo. Now, we had to get a calf for the calf judging contest, so we put Ebo down in all fours and turned his jacket inside out, and he looked lovingly at the judge and mooed and won third place. That was really wonderful. Well, when we got him past the first three hurdles, it was downhill all the way because he won the contest with his tune called the Orange Blossom Special.
There you have them, the Bluegrass Alliance from Louisville, Kentucky. What? They might be down those stairs by now. You sure you want to hear them back? They said that was all the songs they knew, but they'd get up here and pretend. The Bluegrass Alliance.
Yeah.